Okay, I am going to call this meeting to order. This is the May 21st, 2020 special board meeting of Black Point Beach Club Association done via teleconference. The meeting has been posted on the association website and through emails and Facebook. It's being recorded live. Both minutes and recording of this meeting will be posted on the association website, which is www.blackpointbeachclub.com. Comments to the board from the membership via emails will be part of the communications record. The Board of Governors email is now posted on the home page of the website, and we will keep it there so that you don't have to try to find it when you want to contact anyone on the board. At this meeting, board members will identify themselves each time they speak, so we'll all know who we're talking to. For those of you listening to the meeting, if you go on the website, we may be referring to some recent documents from the state of Connecticut and DEEP, and you can click on those articles and pull them up. They are attached to the announcement of the board meeting. The agenda is posted on the website. So if you open up the agenda, you can find those documents. And Brooke, if I don't have it exactly right, please interrupt me. I got it? Okay.
They're listed with the agenda, but they're separate links.
Okay, so they should open up the agenda?
No. If they go on the homepage, they'll see where the link is for the agenda, and right next to it or right below it, there's also links for each document.
Wonderful, thank you. That's one less step for everyone. Basically that is the most recent information on the governor's guidelines and rules for use of state beaches. Expectation is that all state beaches will abide by those rules, and municipalities such as us can amend them to meet the needs of our community. Okay, we're going to start with the chair's report because there are two executive orders that people need to know about. I've gotten a lot of questions on rentals for less than 30 days. Since obviously there's going to be people looking to rent at Black Point this summer, that executive order 17 has been extended until June 20th, and it's related to non-essential lodging, which basically means that short-term rentals are prohibited if they're for less than 30 days, with certain exceptions such as essential workers, vulnerable populations, people that are quarantining themselves. So as of now, it's in place till June 20. The original wording was for the duration of the emergency. So we won't know how the summer is going to look until June 20th. I do have a call into Paul Formica and Holly Cheeseman about who monitors this. I don't believe it's under the auspices of our association, but we will find out. More specifically related to Black Point, there's Executive Order 700 requires a remote election of board members conducted between June 27th and June 30th. Originally, before this was made, the board had extended the annual meeting till sometime before September 7th. As per our charter, we have to have an annual meeting before September 7th, at which point we were going to have an election, but with the new executive order, we will be figuring out how to do that remotely. Under extreme duress, there is some permission to do it in person, but our attorney said it's not likely we will get permission, and it would be a very complicated procedure. So right now, Steve, Mike, and Jim are looking into how that can be done remotely. Just for everyone's information, liability related to COVID, and some people had mentioned, you know, what happens if you get it when you're on the beach, or is it going to be a litigious situation? There is no insurance for the association, I don't think for anyone, related to liability around COVID issues. Okay, next item, we are getting beach tags printed up. They'll be done by next week, and they will be mailed with an annual letter the day after next week's regular meeting, so that we can do one mailing for people to get those tags and their annual letter, which will have a lot of information for those who aren't attending this meeting about what's happening, and particularly about what's happening at next week's meeting, which is a regular meeting where we will be having public comments and obviously making more decisions.
Cheryl, this is Ruth.
Yes, Ruth.
Did you say you're sending the tags out with the newsletter?
I am, because we don't want to wait till July 1st to send out those tags. You will continue to send out your parking tags on July 1st.
Okay. All right. I didn't know whether you were referring to parking tags or not.
Okay, no, these are beach tags.
Okay.
But you know what?
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but I thought it was those tags.
I'll be in touch with you about the tags you send out. That's a thought maybe we should be talking about, whether they should go out earlier as well, since I'm doing the mailing. But we'll deal with that later on, not at this meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is coronavirus rules for beach and amendments. Two meetings ago, the board had made a series of rules simplified for posting. Details can be sent out in the annual letter, but basically simple enough to get people's attention and read them rapidly. A motion was passed with the rules, and shortly after that, a few board members wanted to reconsider them. They were discussed again last week, and the meeting ended with, the governor's coming out with something on May 20th. It would be not wise to make any decisions until we hear what's coming out on May 20th. That has been posted. It's in the newspaper. It's on our website. So we now know what executive order amendments there are. We know what beach rules are. So we want to go ahead, and one of the issues is how soon do we want to get this signage out? The governor was people would have these signs up, but Memorial Day, obviously, this is not going to happen. I am hoping that Father's Day would be a reasonable goal for us to make some decisions that would impact either people on the beach or our budget. So last week we discussed the beach rules, we reviewed them. We now have all the new information. While we discuss amending what we have already voted on, can we just refer to new information? We've spent a lot of time discussing all the pros and cons and complications. And if we need any more information, can we just refer to new information? And if someone would like to start amending the rules with a motion, I know both Rick and Phil had something in mind. We can get a motion, start discussing it, and if we can't pass the whole thing, then we'll break it down into pieces as we did the last time. So,
Cheryl, can we have the attendance taken for the record?
Thank you so much, Brooke. I'm sorry. Yes. Phil Lombardo.
Here.
Billy McDowell.
Here.
Will Fountain. Rick DeShenko.
Here.
Mike Johnson.
Here.
Steve Beauchesne.
Here.
Oh, good. Okay. only because I didn't get you right at the beginning, Steve. I wasn't sure. Ruth Ames is here. Al Capoza is here. Jim Moffitt.
He's here.
I think, and Brooke is here. I think is that all that we need, Brooke, the officers, and...
Yep, I'm good to go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I am opening up to the board. Does anyone want to make a motion? I know Phil and Rick, you both had submitted different versions of the same thing. Would one of you like to make a motion, and we can either... discuss any new things that relate to it, or go right ahead and vote on it.
This is Phil Lombardo. I'll defer to Rick.
Okay. What we have done is we've taken a look at what we have passed in the last meetings, and we've tried to put together a poster, both Phil and I, which include all of the things that were discussed two meetings ago and last meeting. So our motion is to accept something that says the following: stay home if you were sick, groups must be no greater than five and be comprised of household members, if not a household group, social distance, if unable to social distance at 6 feet or more, wear a mask, except when in a household group or in the water. Only residents and guests on the beach passes required. Space is first come, first serve, no serving spaces. And if you see something, say something. That's what we move.
Mike Johnson, I second.
Mike Johnson seconds that?
Yes.
Okay, any discussion? Rick, there was one thing I was... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Rick, the only thing I want to just mention is why people don't wear a mask in the water is because they can't breathe.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Rick, there was...
And then the last thing is, if you see something, say something. According to Governor Lamont, with restaurants, when he was asked how are you going to force this rule, he was basically responded by saying it's up to the patrons, it's up to the workers, it's up to the restaurants to take care of this instead of a police force to take care of it. So we want to try to figure out a way to say that it's up to all of us in the community to try to stay healthy.
Thank you, Rick. That's very helpful. That statement relating to the restaurants certainly relates more to our beaches than his other statement in other areas where he was saying, well, there are different departments to enforce this. But that certainly applies to us well. There was one thing that I'm just trying to think in terms of shortening. There was one thing that was a little bit redundant. That was, would you read... right after you did face masks, that section, there was something that you said that I'm just trying to make it brief so people will read the whole thing. It was a little redundant. Could you just read it?
Okay, if unable to social distance at 6 feet or more, wear a mask.
Oh, I know. It was the part about beach pass and members only. Could you read that part again?
Okay. Only residents and guests on the beach pass is required.
Would you feel that only beach passes required would adequately address that just for condensing it, or do you feel that's essential to have both? I'm just trying to think of space in people's, you know, getting a visual fast thing.
I'll defer to the rest of the board on that one.
Okay, does anybody want to amend the motion to shorten that part, or should we just go ahead and vote on this? All right.
Hey, girls, Rick has to amend it. If he wants to amend his motion, I think beach passes required kind of says it.
Is what we want. Do you want to move to amend it? And then we can see if we have a second.
Are you talking to Rick or Steve?
I'm sorry, Steve.
Well, I think Rich has to amend his motion if he wants to.
Okay.
If he does, that's fine.
Amend that. If he doesn't want to, someone can still amend it, and we can vote on both.
I prefer keeping it that way because we're going to have a sign, hopefully a sign at the entrance that says the same thing.
Okay, Steve, would you like to amend it and then we can vote on the first and the amendment, or would you like to ask for a second on that or drop it?
I don't feel too strongly about either way. I think I would use bold print to say beach pass required. Who is, if it's members and guests, that's fine, but I would highlight certain areas of the sign with bold print so people see the bullet points.
Okay.
No more than six. Beach pass required, things like that would be appropriate.
Thank you.
Cheryl, this is Rick. I have beach passes in bold.
We're not going to get into all the details of fonts right now. We're just going to vote on the words, and we'll figure that out later. I'd like to be a little more efficient in terms of getting stuff done at this meeting. So if there is no other discussion, all in favor of that motion? I'll have to go around the room. I'm sorry. Phil?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Will?
No.
Rick?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Okay, motion passed unanimously. Thank you. All right, then we can go about, I know Jim has been looking into getting signs printed. There has a backup. We will get that done as soon as possible. Wow, that's great. Okay, the next thing I'm
going
to... Pardon me?
This is Rick. This is Rick.
Rick?
I have put together a little bit of a sign that might be useful. That
okay, thank you, Rick.
Looking at
the agenda, and we're going to move on, and if you want to talk to me about it later, we have the information.
I thought signage was what we're talking about. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rick, and thanks for all your work looking into those signs. All right, so I'm not sure when we'll get them because obviously or apparently we weren't expecting a backup of orders. So as soon as we can get them, we'll get those out. Next on the agenda is security. And the only reason I thought we needed to address it as best as possible this week is because next week we need to adopt the budget. And if we need to amend it for the purposes of hiring more security, it would be good for us to know and decide that this week. More aspects of security we can discuss next week at the regular meeting, but I think it's important to kind of get a sense of how many we need and whether or not we are going to look into hiring professional security in terms of COVID. We already have our regular professional security budget, but if this is going to change, I think it would be good to know. So can we start with the association manager's report, please?
That would be me, right?
That's what you gave to us all.
Okay. I wrote that for you, Cheryl. Did you pass that on to the board members or?
I did. All right. Would you prefer I just summarize it then? Or do you
Sure. I looked at last year. We spent approximately $4,700 on beach patrol. This year we budgeted $6,000 for it, anticipating a little bit that we would might run into some extra patrols. Extra staff. So I propose that we plan to go to four beach patrol staff on the weekends, including myself, and three during the weekdays, which is one more than what we've had last couple years. I have a couple kids lined up. We can start this weekend if you want. I would think that they'd be stationed at the entrances, Nahantic, Cahill Way, Seabreeze, South Beach. I'm located at Whitecap, walking up and down the beach, making sure beach passes are displayed. People are reminding them of social distancing and following the rules. If you ask me, if we would benefit from a professional security patrol like Ace Security, and if we did, I think if we use them from like a 2 to 6 p.m. as for enforcing use of passes or patrolling the parking lots. That's what I talked about there. And, looking at, I also provided what I thought our beach use on the weekends, you asked. I think last year we averaged 200 people on Saturdays and 200 people on Sundays as my best estimate. So, we were pretty busy. And that's pretty much summed up everything I talked about in the report.
Thank you, Jim. So it looks like there are two things we need to noodle around with. The second being, do we want professional security from 2 to 6? But the first, so you have people stationed, meaning walking up and down the beaches on each of the four beaches?
That's what I would propose to do for this summer.
Okay. Considering that we're going to want a lot of patrolling of the beaches to protect people in terms of social distancing, how are we going to address parking?
They'll have to have their tag.
You have people walking, patrolling each beach. How will checking the parking lots people?
I think that would all be part of a loop that they would be making, walking the beach, walking up to the parking lot, making sure the tags are there,
Okay.
Rotating through.
Okay, then in terms of the things that would affect the budget, I guess we want to have people weigh in on, does everyone feel like four people is adequate? And how do people feel about having a professional security based on past experience of some of our beach patrol not necessarily getting respectful behavior when they ask people to follow the rules. So let's just go around for the sake of order. I'll just call out every name. We can do one or two spins around and say what we think about it. So, Phil, can we have your thoughts?
I've got two thoughts. One is 2 to 6. There's no one on the beach between 4 and 6. I don't know why we would need extra support during that period of time.
Okay.
And the other is, I'd like to have some sense of what a plan would cost, obviously. So do we know how much if we had people 2 to 6 on, are we talking about every day, Jim?
I didn't really, it would be up to you guys. I mean, it was just a thought that I threw out there. I do think that 4 to 6 is kind of a busy time. That's my observation. But my plan, I don't know what the plan would be for them. Maybe on the weekends when it's, when it's much busier.
Okay. So I can just answer that. I'm not going to go into what I think about anything, but just because you asked, if we had local police and we could get them, it would be an average of $69 an hour. if we can get ACE, it would be high 30s, low 40s per hour. And they will do less than 8 hours. Did you want to add anything else, Phil?
So are we talking about if we have ACE from 2 to 6, does that mean we would still have ACE? We would still have somebody on the weekends and in the evening. Is that correct?
That's for us to decide.
All right.
Weekends, can we hold off on weekends? Let's figure this out. The weekend evenings aren't going to be so related to dealing with COVID, so let's think of it as a different item. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So okay. I would say that I'm concerned about the 2 to 6 as being a busy time. We need help there.
What hours would make more sense to you?
Well, I probably wouldn't go with professional people. I think I would just depend on Jim and his crew.
Okay,
Jim can call the police if he needs them.
Okay, let's ask Jim about getting the police. Call police. Okay, is that it, Phil?
Yep.
Thank you. Billy?
From what Jim was saying, it sounds like he's going to be adding 2 more guards onto the regular schedule because he's going to add 1 during the week and 1 during the weekend. So that would be adding into the budget, adding 2 more people. Is that what I'm understanding?
Jim?
Well, for this budget, because we made the budget in March and I was kind of anticipating an increase in security patrol, I kind of built in for it.
So when we made the budget, I realized we made it for 6, which is more than what we budgeted last year.
Yeah.
So that included 2 extra people when we made the budget.
About that, yeah. That's
okay. All right. That's what I was wondering there. As far as ACE, I think I have to go with Phil as far as just getting in touch with the local enforcement whenever necessary.
Okay, local enforcement. Jim, when you said about that, could you be a little more clear?
Well, we spent $4,700 last year. So when me, Dan, and Al were putting the budget together, we bumped it up to 6. So anticipating that, but I think, but what you just asked me, no, the proposal I just asked for, yeah, I'm not sure how much another person, a third person during the week and another person on the weekend, how much exactly that'll be. I'll have to do the research on that. I haven't added that up.
And that's okay. We just need the figures for next week. What we want to know in order to get the figures is what exactly it is we want. So your plan is to have 4 beach patrol staff and yourself on weekends and 3 on weekdays and yourself. So
that's correct.
With Al on figuring out what that will come to and if that is covered or if we have to discuss it. Anything else, Bill?
So what I'm wondering is, does that mean adding more security personnel or would we be able to cover those hours with what we had?
So Jim, I think Bill's question is with 4 beach patrol staff on weekends and 3 beach patrol staffs on weekdays, is that adequate coverage? Is that what you're asking, Billy?
Does it add extra bodies? I mean, he had 4 people last year. Does he have to bump it up to 5 or 6 this year to cover?
Jim?
With adding the extra bodies during the weekend.
Jim, do you want to respond to that?
I'm a little confused.
Jim, last year you were able to do it with 4 people, right?
Yeah, I did.
So if you add an extra body during the week and an extra body on the weekend, do you have to hire, instead of 4, do you need 5 or 6 personnel?
Right, right. Yes, that's correct. I'm sorry. Yep.
So you would, have to actually add extra personnel.
Well, yeah, but I'm covering, yeah, to cover those extra hours.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
That's what I was wondering. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm actually confused now. In terms of numbers, Bill, were you asking, Jim says he's going to have four Beach Patrol staff, or he would like four Beach Patrol staff and himself
on the weekend.
And your question
and three
is,
during
is that
the week.
Enough? Was that your question?
What I was questioning is last year for security or Beach Patrol, we had Jim plus four other bodies, right?
I don't think so. Did we, Jim?
No.
We have three bodies.
Last year I had three on the weekend, and this year I'm asking
how many,
four.
How many people did you have?
Three on the weekend plus myself. Yeah, four.
Okay.
Three on the weekends plus
myself.
So
you had four people working Beach Patrol. We paid for four Beach Patrol people other than yourself last year.
No, we paid for three.
No,
three.
So this year, if we want to cover the extra hours during the week and on the weekend, we'd have to bump from three personnel up to four or five.
Well, that's what I did in the budget. I bumped it up.
Okay.
Because last year, I bumped it up from 4,700 to 6,000. And last year, three people and myself, 4,600. This year, four people and myself. I'm hoping that the 6,000 will cover it.
Okay. So you're going to add just one extra person on the payroll that wasn't there last year.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
And we'll ask Jim and Al to work out the numbers on that so that next week when we're doing the budget, we can see how that works out.
Yeah, but it should be pretty close.
Okay. Bill, anything else?
Thank you. No, that was it, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Will Fountain?
Okay, he's got, with four people plus Jim monitoring the beach, ACE is not needed. Any problems, call Eastline Police Department.
Okay. Thank you, Will. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Thank you. Rick?
I agree with Will, but I have a question here. If we, from what you're saying, is we're going to have ACE security during the day, and do we have the Eastline Police Department at night?
We're not, yes, we have, at least, we don't know who we're having, we have had.
Yep, I know, I'm talking about last year. Did we have
Yes, last year we had the police department at night, but we're keeping that separate from this discussion because whether we choose to have the police department at night is not related to COVID. We haven't had discussions about the police and whether we...
I believe it is related to the conversation.
Rick, could you wait till I'm done?
Excuse me, I have the floor here. I have the floor here. Excuse me. I have the floor. So the floor is that the question was, are we paying extra money for daytime police?
Please be quiet for a minute. You asked me a question. I was answering it. You interrupted me. I simply wanted to say, can I please finish my sentence? Yes, you have the floor now. Thank you.
The question is, we're adding extra costs with police department during the day, plus the Eastline department at night. It doesn't seem to be worth our effort. I agree with Will. I think we can do the same with private security. I mean, not with private security, with our own beach staff. And if there's an issue, they can close down the parking lots. I agree with Will. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
Not at this time.
Okay, thanks. Mike?
I just like to know what the start and end dates for our patrols are on the weekends and during the week.
You've got the floor. Go ahead and suggest it.
No, I would like to know from Jim what the hours are that our patrols are working on the weekends and on the weekdays.
Yes, this is Jim. They work 11 to 5 pretty much every day.
Both days?
Pardon me? Yes.
So weekends and weekdays are the same hours?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And so, Jim, when do they? When? What date do they start, and when do they end?
That's what
They always started at when school was out. They always started when school was out. So kind of the third week in June. And last year, which my first year, I was handling the weekends by myself. I was just doing, and I was starting pretty much Memorial weekend. But it's a different time and place.
So we had beach, did we have, other than you, did we have beach patrol before the 4th of July?
No, they started the 4th of July weekend.
Okay, so that's going to change the budget as well if we want them to start earlier. Mike, that, I thought your question was when in the month, in the season, do we want to start?
Yeah, now, so the 4+1 are on the weekends and 3+1 on the weekdays. What happens? Is there an extra guy there?
There will be an extra person there this year.
All right. Okay. That's all for me. Thanks.
Okay. Before I ask Steve to speak, I just wanted to throw in another thought. We also may need to talk about when do we want to start this year, because that will affect the hours that we need to pay for. Since we only started paying people other than Jim for patrolling towards the end of June or beginning of July. Steve.
I would think we don't want to turn this into a police state, so I think if we can handle it with our own people, that's the best way to do it. I think we may want to review that budget line item for security. I would think it's at 7 now. We may want to go up to 8 or 8,500. I would start them earlier in the season. Nobody's in school now. So I think at least on weekends, we may want to start the patrols a little bit earlier, and I would defer to Jim on as far as when he thinks that should happen. But I agree with Will and everybody else so far that, you know, I'd like to keep Ace out of it if we can. If we can handle it with our own people, that'd be great. But I would start a little bit early. I don't know when we can get the pass. But I would start a little bit earlier than the 4th of July weekend.
All right. So the only thing, Jim, you're going to figure out how to bump up. You've already put in the budget. Oh, but we have to vote on how many people, even though you put it in the budget. The board's going to need to make a motion to increase the staff. And I think we also need to have some discussion about when do we want it to start in terms of the day of the month. So, Jim, why don't you weigh in on that, and then I'll just go down the list and have people say what they think. Jim, when do you think we should start patrolling on weekends?
I'm definitely buying into what you're all saying. Without the kids in school, you know, it's a different summer so far. I would like to start them this weekend. I could get one or two of them going this weekend just to start getting that presence, and then go from weekends out until, you know, July 4th weekend. That, I don't know. Before we go full board, July and August is, you know, daily.
Okay, so let me summarize. Memorial Day weekend and every weekend until the 4th of July, and then weekends and weekdays from the 4th of July till what is traditional Labor Day?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Phil?
I would support that. I would even say that I think Jim said normally we started the third week in June full-time. I don't see any reason why we can't do that. I'd probably like to see the numbers, but my guess is that they're not significant. So I would say start the weekends now start up full time June, the third week in June, and then we always end.
Okay, Bill.
I got to agree with Phil there. I would start the patrols this weekend, if possible, if you already got the people on staff, and then go full-time mid-June, third week in June, on weekends, and starting during the week, 4th of July. I agree with Phil.
Thank you. Will?
You agree with them?
No.
He agrees with everybody.
Okay, Rick?
I would say just start them now to Labor Day. Start Memorial Day to Labor Day.
For weekdays. Mike?
Yeah, those start times, they sound good. Weekends start next week and work up the weekdays as the season goes on. So are we going to need to provide the guards with any special PPEs or anything, or is it just going to be the same as?
Yeah. Can we take care of this first and then get to that? I believe Jim has something to say about that.
Sure. I'm all set.
Thanks. Don't forget to get back to me on that in case I forget. Steve.
Yeah, I would say from Memorial Day till the third week of June, weekends, and then weekends and weekdays from then on to Labor Day.
Would someone like to make a motion? We could have one or two. One would be increasing the staff as requested by Jim, and the other would be the date, since we'll be paying people to do them earlier than usual. So we're open to motions.
All right, I would make a motion, Steve, that we increase the level of security, one person during the weekdays and one person during the weekends from, as far as the summer.
Do you want to see the record so that we have a specific rather than the increase? So we actually
sure.
Have
I think it's five. It'd be four during the weekdays and five during the weekends.
Including?
No, because you're including me in that. Don't include me.
Okay, so three plus Jim during the weekdays and four plus Jim during the weekends.
Okay.
Correct.
So I don't think you need to say plus Jim because he's already on the payroll. We're not paying any more for that. We're just talking about beach patrol, not the supervision thereof.
So you want a third motion?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Three hired security staff during the weekdays and four hired security staff during the weekends.
And do you want to do starting and end dates in the same motion?
Well, I would start the weekends, Memorial Day through Labor Day, and the weekdays from the 20th of June, I believe the third week of June is, until Labor Day.
Can we have a second on that motion?
It's Phil Lombardo will second it.
Thank you. Okay, let's take votes. Phil?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Will?
No.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Rick?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Okay, that is passed unanimously. Thank you. All right, so we answered all our questions on that. The next thing on the agenda I put on because it might have implications for staffing or might not, or just other things we need to look into before next week's meeting. there has been a continuum of responses to parking rule violations or to suggestions. So the options were keep enforcement the same, which means people get a warning first and then a ticket, or people get a ticket the first time, or if there is someone with no ticket, they get towed in terms of we don't know if they're coming from Black Point or not. So we can have a faster, slow discussion on this. I just wanted to bring it up because these were things that have been brought up at previous meetings. Starting with Phil, do you have any thoughts?
I wouldn't make any changes to the way we do business now, and I feel very uncomfortable towing a member's car anywhere.
Okay, Bill?
I believe we should keep it the same way, but just remember that when we're talking about vehicles, we're including golf carts and not just cars if you do go for the towing option.
Okay, Will?
He doesn't have a comment on that.
Okay, Rick?
I think keep it the same.
Okay, Mike?
I think we should keep it the same for now, but if we want to get a little bit more bold, we can use a boot instead of a toe.
Aha! Okay. And Steve?
I think we should be more forceful this year because I think we have more infractions. To what degree that, where we go with that, I don't know. The boot doesn't sound like a bad idea, but I think the warning should be a little bit more stern, if that helps.
You mean the wording of the warning or just the follow-up in terms of really being compulsively careful about following up if someone already has a warning to make sure they get a ticket?
Yeah, I think we have to be much more strict than we have been in the past because I think we're going to have a lot of traffic from off the beach that want to come out and use the beach, but we will have the passes to back that up. So I just think we should be really enforcing pretty strictly.
Jim, do you have any input into how we can change enforcement? Because we know last year it was an issue, and this year it's going to be a lot more critical.
I guess my instructions to the staff will be to, write the ticket and hopefully that'll change their behavior.
Do you have a system for all of your staff to keep track of if someone is in violation, if they already have had a warning? How do people know that?
If they've already had a warning, all the information's on there. It just has to be taken out.
I'm sorry, could you be a little more specific? If you have a beach patrol, staff coming to a car that's parked illegally, how do they know whether to give them a warning or a ticket?
Well, because there's a plate number on the golf cart. The license plate.
I'm sorry. If I'm a beach patrol person and I come across a golf cart or a car that is parked illegally, how do I know whether I should give them a warning or a ticket?
I'm instructing them to give them warnings. I'm going to write a ticket. I'm not going to have them write a money.
How do they know
whether money?
They should get in touch with you? My question is, how do they know if the car has already gotten a warning? What is the system?
Recognize it. We keep track of the tickets. We write down the license plate and the model and the color, but nobody has really gone back and gone through each ticket and pulled that out and say, hey, you've got three of these. You got it. No, that hasn't happened yet.
So this summer, since parking is critical, for the next meeting, Jim, could you come up with some system, some communication system for the beach patrol that you can report to the board as to what will happen to assure that the beach patrol knows whether they should be giving a warning or a ticket, since we want to really be very consistent with our parking violation policy. So could I ask you to think about that for a week and
sure.
talk to the next meeting? So something very
sure.
concrete. If I were a brand new employee and I wasn't sure what to do, you would tell me exactly what the protocol is and how to find out if someone has already gotten a warning. Deal?
Yes.
Thanks.
Hey, Cheryl, Steve, if I may.
You may.
Why don't we just base it, if they have a black point sticker, their penalty, you know, they'd be given a pass. If they are sitting there and there's no black point pass and no hang tag, we have to do something more aggressively with those folks, just as thought for Jim to think about.
So you're suggesting that if they don't have a black point sticker, we should give them a ticket first off?
I think that's up to Jim to decide, but I would be in favor of making people who don't have a black point sticker and a hang tag suffer a more severe consequence than a person that has a black point sticker but not a hang tag.
I see what you mean. Okay, so that's kind of a second concept for Jim to think about, and then we can talk about
it
next week. So there's the difference between, has this person already been warned? How does the beach patrol know if this person has already been warned? What system is going to be there? And do we want to think about more severe consequences if people don't have a black point sticker on their car? Is that
exactly.
What
I think we may see some of that this year, where people are, you know, not able to get into the state parks. They may come here and just park and go to the beach.
Would they? Okay. The black point sticker doesn't. The tag is the parking thing. So many
exactly.
people don't take their cars with their stickers on. So the tag is what identifies them. So you're saying if they're not identified as a black pointer, they should have, how do we know if they're not a black?
Well, if they don't have a black point sticker and they don't have the hang tag, I would be suspicious that they've come from off the beach somewhere to use their facilities.
Are you assuming that everyone at Black Point drives the car that has the sticker on it to the beach, to park?
I think they should have a hang tag, which is what our laws are.
Yes.
But if they don't have a hang tag, but they have a Black Point sticker,
would
get a warning. If they don't have a Black Point sticker, then either they're towed or they're fined or a higher level of enforcement.
Okay. So, do we want to, since we've been down to the list anyway, Steve's suggestion is if someone does not have a tag but has a black point sticker, give them a warning. So now this is the second issue. Jim, we still want you to address how your staff's going to know if they've already been warned. But, Steve, you're saying they shouldn't get a warning. They should just get the ticket if we don't know if they're black pointers.
Well, if they don't have a sticker on or a hang tag, they're
okay. I see what you mean.
Ticket or whatever. I don't know what enforcement our tickets have.
Okay, we're going to go to the list for feedback. Steve, do you want to add anything to that before I go down and get feedback from everyone?
I'm good.
You're good, Phil.
I said before that we should keep it the same, but it's apparent that I don't know what the same is right now. I think we need a policy that's written that says here's how we handle it. And I wouldn't get into the nitty-gritty of hang tag versus sticker until we see what Jim comes up with. But I do think we need to do an aggressive job and make sure the parking works. And I think Jim should come up with a written process that the guards know how to do it. It's apparent it's not that clear right now.
Right. We do have a policy. It's one warning and then a fine for $25. It's the procedure that we need to know because I think that's the most difficult part for people, for the beach patrol to know if someone's already gotten the warning. That's what we need the system for. But the normal procedure is documented, that it's one warning and then a $25 fine. Bill, did you want to weigh in on this?
I still say we should keep it the same, but as far as Steve's saying, the sticker could be a problem if there is a rental person. They may not have the sticker on the car, but they will need the hand tag. And that's what we usually use for identification as far as parking. We agree with that. So not all cars will have the sticker, but they should have the hang tag.
Thank you, Bill. Will?
Okay. Will said one recurring parking problem is unregistered golf carts. We have several unregistered golf carts in Black Point.
Okay, so in terms of parking,
they're illegal. But unregistered golf carts are illegal.
Okay. If they are on the roads, there's nothing we can do about it. If they are on our property, we can. So, Jim, you may want to figure out, or we may, as a board, may want to say if it's unregistered, whether they have a tag or not, they should get a ticket if they are on our property. But if we want to do that, that will have to be a motion. So let's go through discussion on what we're talking about, and then we can review that. Unregistered. Okay, I'm writing that down. Will, anything else?
No.
Thank you. Rick?
The view I have is if you are a resident of Black Point, there should be some identification, either a sticker or a tag that says you're there. This is not that big of a beach. You can walk. If the car does not have a sticker or a tag, it's liable to have a ticket or a tow.
Thank you. Mike?
Yeah, I think the aggressive thing is good. I don't know if this goes here or not, but are we looking at reducing the parking?
We'll get to that as soon as we finish this one.
Okay.
And Steve, did you want to make a motion? We got feedback from everyone. Did you want to make a motion in regards to what you were talking about, or do you want to wait and see what happens?
Well, Cheryl, I think I'd like to hear from Jim what his plan is. But my concern is people, I have no problem with the warning for people with the stickers on the car. My concern is people that come down and just park and use our beach without a sticker, without a hang tag, from East Oshkosh, Missouri, and they feel they can use our beach. So my concern would be for the non-members using our facilities.
So our question for Jim for next week is it possible for is it possible to discriminate non-registered, in order to ticket someone, the sticky beach tags are not a requirement for parking. The stickers, the hangers are. So, Steve, do you want to get more specific about it? Because you can make a motion, but right now that would change policy to make something, and we can talk about it, but we need to be specific about exactly what we want to do to change the policy. Because right now, I'm not quite sure what the stickers are for, but they are not for parking. And if one has a sticker, it doesn't mean you can park, because every family gets two stickers, and that would double our parking. So stickers usually don't enter into it. Do you want to bring stickers into it, or do you want to ask Jim to see if he can figure out a way, even calling the police for licensing? A lot of people, you know, that wouldn't help us decide between renters or actually people that don't live in, at Black Point, but that are legitimate, you know, driving the family that they're visiting. So you want to clarify that or come up with something or wait on it? How do you want to handle that, Steve?
Cheryl, Steve, my only reason I brought the stickers in is at least that identifies them as Black Point members. If they're renters, they should have a hang tag. So either one of those would, if they have a sticker but not a hang tag, they'd get a warning. If they have a hang tag, they're good. They can park there. There's no problem. If they don't have a hang tag and they don't have a sticker, the assumption is they aren't members of the association, and we should be more stringent with their parking violation than a member would be held to that level.
Okay.
This is Rick. I agree with Steve.
Would you like to condense that into a motion, and then we can proceed with discussion?
If you want a motion, I didn't know if I should wait for Jim, but my thought would be if people with hang tags, that's not going to change. They're going to park there's no consequence of their parking. If they have a sticker but no hang tag, they should be issued a warning. If they have neither a hang tag nor a sticker, I would refer to Jim, but I would think more of a penalty would be imposed, either towing or a fine. But again, I don't know how we would enforce a fine being, a private municipality or quasi-municipality. But I just think the people with no sticker and no hang tag should, suffer a bigger consequence.
Okay. But we're going to wait for Jim to come up with something, right? We'll talk about it next week?
Well, Jim's coming up with, is it related to what Steve's talking about? Jim's coming up with just a protocol so that the beach patrol will know if someone's already had a warning. Because right now
I would suggest that we broaden Jim's charter then and let him cover that kind of stuff too, so we have it all in one spot. Let him think it through.
That sounds good, Phil. Yep.
Okay. Does that work, Steve?
It does. That's fine.
All right, Steve, would you do me a favor? Would you communicate your concepts to Jim in an email so it's very clear what we additionally want to be addressed in terms of what you said?
If I have to.
Huh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, so as it stands now, our parking violation policy is not changing. We can revisit next week. That sound like a plan?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, what, Steve?
That, absolutely, yep.
Okay. All right. The last thing on the agenda is any other urgent business that we either need to get done right away because we need to respond by ordering things, getting a sign, having information in preparation for the budget meeting, or any other critical thing that, again, this is a special meeting, so is there anything else that really needs our immediate attention related to COVID decisions?
Did they ever connect COVID?
This is Rick. The question I have is tennis courts and shuffleboard. Can we address that now, or is that not considered?
I would prefer, that doesn't really count as urgent, and next week will be a regular meeting, so we would have everybody there. We can hear comments. So if you wouldn't mind postponing that for a week, I think we could be better prepared and we get more feedback. Any other urgent business?
Cheryl,
yes.
Phil Lombardi, you said to remind you about PPE.
Thank you, Phil. I have it written down, but it's amidst all my other notes. Yes, my understanding is that Jim has been looking into PPE from weeks ago, has been on top of it. So, Jim, can we hear from you?
Well, just to trying to see about getting some masks for this staff.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
That. It was about trying to get masks for the staff.
Bedridden. My aunt was bedridden. Yeah.
Have you had any luck?
Well, not yet, no.
Have you looked into some system? Are our beach patrol people considered essential workers so we could get them something? Or do we just need to get them, you know, purchase regular masks that everybody else is wearing?
I think just purchase regular cloth masks.
All right, would you look into that for your staff then, please?
Yep.
Yeah, let's get it done.
Does that answer your question?
Before the weekend. Get it done before the weekend.
Does that answer your question, Phil?
Yeah, I just said Jim should try to make that happen before the weekend, before the guys are out there.
Yes. Jim, you're so good with Facebook. You might want to put a call out, because I know I just stopped. I just made about 80 of them, but they're gone. But a lot of people are making them, so that you may be able to get someone to get. And actually, if you can't, and I can get some more fabric, I'll whip them up. I just don't have any more material. There's one other thing that I just want to mention, and we don't really need to address it, but it is part of Deep's, and it wasn't in that, I'm sorry, I'm wandering. It wasn't in that document, but we need to think about how to protect our beach patrol, because we're going to be asking them to, be giving people feedback and approaching feedback, and we have to make sure that people know not to approach the beach patrol, because that puts them in jeopardy. So people need to stay 5 to 6 feet away from the beach patrol. I don't think we need to post that, but I can certainly put it in the annual letter, and if there's anything else people want to do with that concept, we can discuss it next week.
Hello, this is Rick. I have one other item. The other item is the Beach Point, the Black Point Beach Club for the kids. And we have two co-directors, and we have a bunch of counselors who are all on hold right now. The state has come out with the OEC.
Rick?
Yes. Yes. Well, hold on a second, please. Hold on a second. This is COVID-related. I just want to say that we need to consider whether we're going to have one or not, and I like to bring it up at the next meeting in great detail.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought I heard that. Okay, just finally, announce that next week is a regular meeting and there will be no annual meeting. All of this will be posted in more detail. Keep track of the website, and there will be an annual letter coming out after next week's board meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved, Steve.
Second.
Mike will second.
Does anyone object? Can I assume everybody's a yes? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. That was unanimous. The meeting is adjourned.